Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Okay, Susan, you're on. Okay, Susan? Susan.
Little bit, and it's all for a donation to WHFR. So thank you to Bill and to Jumper and to the Rabbit and Pete and Mark and again Joe and Bob and everybody else who has helped kick this off successfully. So speaking of some of our volunteers, some of our staff members in the WHFR live edition from Homecoming Festival today for the next hour, we're going to be talking to one of our newest and tallest volunteers, WHFR, Pete Peters, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. We do want to let you know specifically where we are physically out for the weekend, so you can come down and say a specific hello. Maybe people will be some of your favorite new volunteers as well. And so if you come into the Ford Field, Dearborn Ford Field area, and I'm thinking probably the best way to sort of define this is Monroe Street and then Brady Street, where those two intersect just down this way a little bit, down northwest, is where the field is going to come. Okay, that's the downside. So we are just north of Michigan Avenue, just west of Brady. Now, if you're coming from the Cherry Hill Telegraph side, you can get to Cherry Hill. You can get us from the top of the field at Ford Field Park. And then you are welcome to find your way down the hill, across the covered bridge, and here we are. So listen for the carnival rides, smell the funnel cakes and the elephant ears, and you'll know that we are absolutely here. So thank you for picking up a pen, and that's a part of what we're doing here at Homecoming. We will be broadcasting all weekend from noon until 8 p.m. At that point, we're going to sort of turn things over to the official major stage entertainment, which will be taking place every single night this weekend. And then, of course, after that, the best and most exciting part of Homecoming, aside from WHFR, and that is the fight. Okay, so that's the rundown. That's the lowdown. You're going to hear more about all of the different things going on. The festival, by the way, hours go from noon until 11 p.m. every single night this weekend. So do come on down. There are shuttles available from both Dearborn High School and the Dearborn Fresh Grocery Market. That one's in the Dearborn Heights area on Ford Road. And, of course, you know where Dearborn High is. So that's a free shuttle. There is paid parking on site. I believe it is $10 at the main field, just east of the carnival rides. And then also lots of free parking up along Michigan Avenue, et cetera. So to correct me if I got any of that wrong, is longtime resident of the city of Dearborn and also one of our newest and favorite, yes, I said it, volunteers at WHFR, and that is Mr. Pete Peters. Pete, welcome to WHFR's Homecoming 2023.
Well, thank you, Susan. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, and I have always admired your
thank you. It is absolutely a pleasure. It really wouldn't be a true summer without this event, this weekend event. Now, folks might recall last year we moved to a different location. It was at the Civic Center area. It didn't go quite as well as we would have liked, but it was necessary because of flooding and issues here at the Dearborn Ford Field. Well, the administration spent a lot of money to try to clean that up and work that out as best they could, so much so that we were able to come back and hopefully never leave this locale again. So, thank you, Pete, and we're glad. Thank you for helping, Seth. Your height, really. How tall are you, though?
6'4".
Okay, well, we'll take it at 6'4", and that really helped us put up some high banners or that kind of. We got this tent up, the easy up tent, which took a half an hour, but that's okay. So we're here now. And I'd like to get a little bit of your perspective on, first of all, homecoming. coming, because I know you've been here a time or two, but also we'll talk a little bit about your experience at Henry Ford College, and now that you have retired, you're spending some more time continuing to learn, and I love that. And we're going to make sure that you keep your microphone just a little bit to the side. Perfect, just like that. Want to hear you nice and clear. So tell us a little bit about homecoming and your favorite memories, experiences.
Well, I moved to Deer Park when I was That got me back into acting a little bit. Maybe that is the right thing. So I've used I've had the opportunity to use my voice, and it's amazing. Now that I'm retired, like before of it.
Well, we know that retirement in this day and age doesn't mean going out in the sunset. We just saw walking by Sharon Dolmich, a former member of the Dearborn City Council and also a Board of Trustees member. So, again, it's so nice to see people decide they're going to stop one facet of their work because they pick up something else. But it's really been something that's very
we've been on a break for July and August, and we'll go back at it in September. There's a jazz mass at my church that was downtown September 3rd. And then the following week, the choir reconvenes the choir between September 11th to Sunday, the Peter Paul Jesuit, which is it's basically on Jefferson, with Jefferson Martin, and for each St. Antoine, there's probably 6 months back.
We're having some technical difficulties getting in touch with you.
Very good. As you know, the concept of using your voice is here for a number of
people. Best of all, so I'm having a little music right now. It's from Count Basie.
Back to the voice book, the concept of chicken says, I very much enjoy that, and it was really fun, and I'm going to be very honest. It kind of gets you out of your comfort zone a little there with some of the crazy stuff that we did, but that's a part of what we do. As we started at Freeport College, a little plug to our telecommunications department. By the way, I'll just announce that because we started the process soon to do we're now with this time. So we're very excited about that. But in terms of advice, suggestions for somebody that decides that they have a call, that they sound like they do. Live from Dearborn's Ford Field. Please feel free to pop back in and stay with us. We're on the way. Nicely done. Thank you. All right. I need to, I think I'm good for a little while and we'll see, but I'm checking here.
Yeah. Break it up and help.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't. It's not my radio. Yeah.
Let's try my phone.
Yeah, okay.
You got another plug?
Yeah.
So the broadcast is not good? Or?
It's probably fine on the internet.
Nothing in Chicago that a monkey woman can do. When you see me coming, raise your window high. When you see me coming, raise your window high. When you see me passing, hang your head and if you love your baby, tell the word you do. If you love your baby, tell the word you do. There's coming a day your baby really learns to love you too. Thank you.
the carousel rides, it's making me a little dizzy, so I'm going to try not to look at it, but it's all good. Hi, Joe, are you with us?
Yes, I am. No, okay. It's coming in very good.
Can you hear us okay, Joe?
Yes.
Great. Well, we're happy to be here, and we're going to go a little lo-fi, as long as the sound is okay. You're getting us nice and clear at this point, Joe? I'm hoping
yes,
that's yeah.
Sounds good, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. So we have had the pleasure of talking with one of our newer staff members, WHFR volunteers, Pete Zetas, who shared some insight on his broadcast experience so far here at WHFR. And we're talking about Homecoming 2023 as sort of a renewed spirit, a renewed sense of community with our newer administration here in Dearborn. This is the festival that everyone looks forward to, and us included here at WHFR. We thank you again for your patience as we have all this broadcast equipment, but when the signal itself is not doing what it needs to, it makes it a little bit, a little bit moot. But we're happy to be here now. So, Pete, as we continue to share insights and stories from Homecoming, I am wondering, you mentioned you'd like to come out for a meal. So when we talk about favorite Homecoming meals, for me, there's no denying that the Polish food is my favorite. It's just I live for it here every year. I stack up, actually, over the weekend and then eat it throughout the week, I'm not going to lie. But we're going to have you talk into this device now and not this one. And I'm just going to hold the phone, so you no need to hold anything. But tell us, when you say you come out for a meal, what is your meal of choice?
My meal of choice is like yours. I like the Polish food. I'm Lithuanian-American by descent. I'm first generation. So my mother cooked a lot of food that overlaps with Polish cuisine. So that's something that I certainly enjoy. And I also like to go to the Italian tent for mostly for pastries. And so that's my favorite stuff.
Good. Kindred spirits. I like that. All of the stuff on the side that we're on, because we are, again, on the south side of the bridge, the covered bridge, where the ribbon cutting took place half an hour ago. And it smells amazing. But it's probably not as good for you as some of that home-cooked stuff, but I'm not going to slight it. You want a funnel cake, you want an elephant ear, you come down and have it. And I usually break down by the end of the weekend and have one myself. But, boy, it smells good. But then I think about everybody that's partnering these, like, slushies and milkshakes and big, heavy things, and then they're going on, like, that thing called the Typhoon. And it's, like, not such a good idea. How do you do with these rides?
I personally would not go on the Typhoon, the Tilt-A-Whirl, or any type of a ride that is going to upset my my stomach. Okay, so I generally pass. I know my boys, when they came here over the years, they certainly would ride these things with aplomb. They didn't care, and so I'm not too much of an amusement park rider. So that's about all I have to say on that topic.
Fair enough. We'll wrap that one up. We at WHFR have been broadcasting live from Homecoming for, I think, all of our 38 years, actually, of broadcast. And this event started, this festival started, much smaller than it is now, certainly. But one of the things that has been around for, oh, gosh, as many years as I can remember, and that is our wonderful friends at the Dearborn Heights Kiwanis Club. And they do this thing called the Turbo Turtle Derby, or the Turbo Turtle Derby, I believe that's what it's called. So you have opportunities to, when you come down, to actually purchase a ticket. And my friend Jim Rosinski from the Kiwanis, Dearborn Kiwanis Foundation, gave me the best information here about the Turtle Derby. That's hard to say, by the way. The grand prize is $1,000, and then there's a $500 prize, and then there's all sorts of fun little additional prizes, 50 chances to win. My favorite part is adopting a turtle. You pay, for a turtle, and then you actually get to watch the race on Sunday. It actually takes place just there's a big flag right down the street from where we are here at the festival. And they actually drop all the turtles from the covered bridge. These are actual, they're not real turtles, they're plastic turtles. They're numbered. You get your number, and you actually watch them race to the end, all the way down to the end of the route down there, at the end of the field. It's a blast and so much fun, but it really, truly does help out this wonderful, wonderful cause. So Joe and Jim and all the fellows and gals over at the Dearborn Kiwanis wanted to do a special thank you for all of the sponsors and the turtle troopers, as they're called, for making this what they believe is the very biggest event in the history of the Derby. So if you're interested, come on down, and we will direct you to the little tent area where you can get your turtle. And, you know, a little bit of gambling at the field isn't a bad thing. Have you ever participated in that? Or any of, like, the volunteer organizations? Have you been a Kiwanian or a Rotarian or any of those? Okay.
But this turtle thing sounds really good. I'm assuming that the current of the river is the only means of propulsion involved in that.
It really is just, anybody could possibly win that. There's no advantage or disadvantage. But we want to thank our friends, including Jim Rosinski and the whole team at the Dearborn Kiwanis for making that event special. And, again, that organization and so many others really here to support the young people and the handicapped and the elderly and those that have disabilities, those that are financially insecure, et cetera. So many opportunities to help others in this beautiful community of Dearborn. So, and the Kiwanis is just one of those examples. Another thing that I'm really excited about at the top of the field, we call it Vendor Village. So if you walk across through the carnival rides and you go up into the, across the covered bridge and up the hill where, people are already sort of staking their claim for fireworks, by the way, which actually tomorrow and the next day, fireworks tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. But the Vendor Village has all sorts of nonprofit organizations. Again, the firefighters and the police from our community, as well as so many other people that are here designed to support the mission of Homecoming, which is to help our community and to help others and to give back. So please don't just stop at our WHFR tent, but when you're done here, done shopping and greeting us and visiting, continue along into the sort of the guts of the festival over on the other side of the bridge and say thank you to the many service people that are helping to keep this community what it is. Let me ask you, Pete, in your time here in Dearborn, you've lived in the same home in the historic district for many years?
Yes, I have. But we lived on Elizabeth Street in our first home. We had a small two-bedroom colonial, and then in 1990 we moved to the historic district and we purchased a Ford home, and I now live in a Ford home as well. So
you've around just a little bit, but you've always stayed here. What is it about Dearborn that keeps you here?
I don't know. I'm comfortable here, and as far as my work, well, I work downtown Detroit, so it was a very convenient commute, and I've enjoyed the community. You know, there's a lot of business going on, too, now, especially Dearborn's a pretty thriving city commercially. And I like living here. I have no plans for relocating at this point in time.
Neither do we. So that's good. Henry Ford College has been a staple in this community for over 75 years. And we just love it, partnering with our friends at the Dearborn School District, the public school district. We are a K-14 community of schools, if you will. I had the pleasure of chatting yesterday with Dave Mustonen, who is the communications director for the Dearborn Public Schools. Just a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. And we love collaborating with things like our early college and our dual enrollment and so on and so forth. So if at any point you're interested in learning more about ways that your youngsters can connect through the schools and the Henry Ford College experience, we've got plenty of options. So please do stop by here at the WHFR tent, and we'd love to talk to you about that and so much more, Homecoming 2023. Now, in terms of the entertainment, we don't have the printout. I need to go grab a printout of exactly what kind of entertainment is going on for this weekend, but we do know that it is going to be national. It is going to be, big, amazing acts, and I'm pretty sure that you're going to be pretty happy with what I saw on the preliminary list. But we also want to encourage you to come out for some of the other activities. It's not just the 8 o'clock show and then the fireworks on Saturday and Sunday, but here on Friday, I like Friday. I like working here on Friday because it is a little bit of a lighter crowd. You can kind of get to see more. So aside from the carnival rides, there for the youngsters. There's face painting and fun little events and little arts and crafts going on for the kids. There will be local artisans up at the top of the hill at the Vendor Village. So you can look and acquire and maybe even do some hands-on arts and crafts, as well as, to me, and I'm going to ask you about this, sort of the main thing that this festival was founded on, Pete, and that is reunions. This festival started because people started to get together at their local high schools. We know Fortson High School, Dearborn Fortson, one of the maybe the or like the second oldest high school in the United States of America. Someone will correct me on that, I'm sure, because I think I'm pretty close. But I also know at one point it was the largest high school in the United States. And it's gorgeous, you know, beautiful. Again, talking about architecture. But people were getting together and having reunions. And it was like, well, maybe we have a little get-together beyond the reunion. And then maybe we start to bring in some civic groups. And here we are 40-several years later, and we've got this incarnation, biggest and best homecoming I've ever seen so far. In terms of your reunions, schools, stuff like that, anything you want to share? Do you go to your reunions? Have you gone to your reunions? And where did you go to high school?
At the high school at UAD High, which is now UAD Jesuit High School and Academy. I'm a 1971 graduate, and I sent both my boys there, and they're both graduates, 2012 and 2017. But in any event, they went to both went to Duval Elementary here and went to O.L. Smith at middle school. So, you know, they've made friends, and I made friends with the parents of the kids that they were friends with. And so when I come here, I oftentimes see people that I know through the community and that I met while my kids were growing up. I obviously didn't attend high school here in Dearborn, and neither did they. But that doesn't mean that we don't have community involvement and we don't have friends in Dearborn. As a matter of fact, my youngest son, Joe, he just, Tyler, who's a friend of his from Duval Elementary, just came and stayed with him in Virginia for a while. He was home. Tyler was home from Romania doing some type of a summer job, and Joe just drove him back up here to Dearborn. You know, and his parents have been longtime teachers in the Dearborn public school system. So yeah, I have ties to the community, even though I don't participate per se in the reunion aspect of homecoming.
But we're calling it homegrown, and you are absolutely that. And any connection that anybody has to this community tends to be lifelong. There's no doubt about it. So thank you for that. Pete, it's been a pleasure getting to chat with you today, and thank you again for being here at your first homecoming as an official WHFR volunteer. I see Leslie Herrick has come on to the area, so we're going to swap you two out and bring her in here in just a moment. And we want to make sure we get some photographs, gentlemen, as Leslie comes in as well. But really appreciate your time today. Thank you. Continued success.
Thank you, Susan. I really enjoyed meeting you and learning from you and working with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Sure appreciate it, Pete. All righty. This is the WHFR Journal, local news and views, and lots of things going on within this beautiful community. So we're going to bring in Leslie over here in just a moment, and I see Rochelle Taylor has walked up as well. So, Rochelle, we'll let you relax for just a little bit, and we're going to bring you over in just a few minutes. But first, we need to talk a little bit about that ribbon cutting that I just experienced and also a little bit about Homecoming 2023 with our very favorite city council person. I'm allowed to say that, and I just said it anyway, so that's okay, Ms. Leslie Herrick. And, Leslie, we want to welcome you. We're kicking it old school today. We've got a little cell phone disruption. Our system is being disrupted by something. We're not quite sure what's getting in the way, so we're still doing just fine, but we're using this different form of broadcast today. And I'm going to ask the gentleman, Mark, you want to come on over? We want to get a couple of pictures to have this day live, you know, forever with Leslie and us. But tell us a little bit about what you're doing these days. How are you? Your hair looks good. I'm all frizzed out myself, but how are things?
Thank you. Always important, the hair, especially when it's hot and humid. But I'm just glad to be back at homecoming at Fort Field. It's very exciting to have it back here where it's been for 38 years, and we're sitting here outside the carnival, but of course there's so much more going on here in addition to the carnival. Our musical lineup is amazing this year, and I think it starts today at 3:30 and goes throughout the weekend, so you can go on the city's website and see the whole schedule, but I'm really excited about the lineup that they have here. And then, of course, those who know me know art is near and dear to my heart, and public information and radio broadcast. So glad that WHFR is back here again. That's a tradition that you help support homecoming and get the word about what we're doing. And even more importantly, what's going on in Dearborn overall. So thank you, Susan, for being back here and being part of this long tradition.
Well, my pleasure. We wouldn't think of anything else this weekend, honest to God. Every year, it's a thing to do. Now, last year, things were a little bit different, and the years, a couple years before that, were a lot different. But, boy, this feels like home. It feels like we haven't missed a step. At least that's my perspective so far. How about for you? And do you have a special memory, special anything as it relates to homecoming? I know you've got tons, I'm sure.
You know, and again, those who know me, and you can see, I'm getting like a teary-eyed, because I get so emotional about things like this. Homecoming is really a place where everyone in Dearborn comes together and reunites. People who've been, you know, moved away, they come back to see their family and friends. They come to the festival. They come to, you know, local establishments to spend time together. A lot of classes have their reunions. So just last night, I got together with a bunch of people, fellow grads from Dearborn High. And they kind of welcomed anybody from any year. It wasn't a particular class, although one person from one class was kind of the instigator. And, you know, I spent an hour catching up with a guy who's been living in Utah for 30 years, and he came back because homecoming is this weekend. And it's just one example, because I know that we have a lot of families that for generations have made this a tradition. But special memories for me, I worked on the light crew. On the show staff for the recreation department was my first job in the city. And working at homecoming was being down on the field was like one of my first jobs. And then going out to Camp Dearborn and working on the shows out there. And those traditions continue. You know, a lot of things change, you know, in all those years. But it's just such a fun memory to walk, you know, up to the stage and talk with the crew that's there now and relive that. And then, you know, looking at the carnival, so many memories coming here as a teen, myself, and going on those rides, and then bringing peanut butter and jelly and going with my son when he was just, you know, 4 years old, and we walked through there and just, I get, like I said, I get out. You're doing it. Yeah, my son is 22 now, and he'll be here tonight. He's going to be here all weekend. You know, I'm very fortunate that he's at home doing an internship for the summer. And so he's really looking forward to getting together with his friends. So generations of this. And it's just a reflection of Dearborn, how carnivals, but music and food and the arts and just fun times with family, no matter where you came from, it brings us all together. And over the years, one of my goals, as you know, I used to work for the city as well, and I worked on homecoming as my job with the city and with the nonprofit Dearborn Community Fund. And one of my goals during that time was to really be a voice for groups that weren't participating in homecoming so much traditionally. And I was so proud when Access came on as a partner. And they have an art area at the top of the hill, and they, you know, they're a sponsor and they're a promoter, and just reaching a broader, you know, community that wasn't part of the traditional homecoming from nearly 40 years ago. And that was one of the things I'm most proud of, is developing that relationship with the folks at Access.
Well, as you should be. And one of, I think, the staples of this event is that you can come back from anywhere. Whatever it doesn't really matter what you've been doing for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, maybe you never went anywhere. But this really is the place where it does feel like home. It feels like everybody is home, as cliche as that sounds, here at homecoming. And you know what I'm talking about. And I know our listeners know what I'm talking about.
And I think, again, WHFR having the booth here, so many of us attended. You know, I'm a grad from Henry Ford College, and, you know, having that fond memory. As you walk by here, I went there, you know, and telling your kids if and your kids may even be going here. And my son took classes at HFC before he transferred. And, And so, again, those strong connections with your past and just seeing the things here that trigger those memories. But it most of all, it's the people. Yeah. And making some new memories, too, is always important. I'm going to go out on a limb. I think I already said it once and say this is going to be the biggest and best homecoming ever, because it should be. And so far it is, at least what I'm experiencing. And we know it's going to just continue to be great weather and entertainment, as you said, and so many active participants in terms of community groups and sponsors and vendors. You know, and as you're saying that, you know, this isn't new, but it's something that's come back. It's a relatively new addition to Homecoming is a special All-Stars Day that they had this morning. And I am so grateful to Wade Schultz for partnering with the city and our Disability Concerns Commission that organizes this special day for families with somebody who has, you know, special needs so that they can come and enjoy the festival in a little quieter environment. And so that happened this morning. And so, you know, always looking for ways to improve and make it bigger and better. And I'm thinking you're right with the weather that we have today. You know, it's perfect temperature to be outside right now. And that does make a big difference with, you know, folks coming out. I don't know what just happened, but you cued a breeze and it was just like beautiful and perfect. But yeah, and I'll tell you, the All-Stars, one of the reasons I'm going to confess I like setting up and working on Friday, because we get to come in early and we get to watch the people coming down that are supporting the All-Stars, both whether they're working it or coming in as a guest, a special needs guest. It's heartwarming, and that is a tradition that I look forward to seeing every single year. So while we do continue to get bigger and better, we don't forget the stuff that makes this event still feel homey and welcoming and comfortable, and that's a great thing. Leslie, we know that your time is always limited, so I'll just keep you for a moment. But any special thing you're looking forward to this weekend? And you're probably going to say fireworks, but besides the fireworks tomorrow night and Sunday night, anything in particular?
The main acts, our lineup with Bettingfield on Saturday night in particular, because I actually recognize some of that music from as my son is growing up, and then I get to share that live with him here, and that is free. And that people, you know, the parking, you can have free parking if you're willing to, you know, use the free shuttles we offer and things like that. But I'm really looking forward to the main acts, both Saturday and Sunday, and getting together with people. I just, standing on the bridge, and that's kind of behind us right now, our covered bridge, I just saw somebody walk across who hadn't seen her coworkers in several years. And that's what it's all about, because they spotted her and there's big hugs, and that is the homecoming that you're talking about.
And we hope to continue to witness more of that as the weekend goes. Natasha Bedingfield, what is it like? I've got a pocket full of sunshine, and I'm not a singer, so I'm going to stop now. But, yeah, so that's tomorrow night. Thank you, Avenger. That's tomorrow night, and then
Janelle Arts is the country singer on Sunday night, and tonight is Canadian rocker. I'm drawing a blank. It'll come to me. He's got a really cool name, but he's pretty well known, and he does a lot of music people would recognize, and it's just a real fun time. And those are just the main acts. We have local talent that's playing during the day. We have the Kielbasa Kings coming back. Polish music, when people are asking, you know, where's the Polish tent? It's not actually a Polish tent, but we have the Kielbasa Kings and we have Polish food, in addition to, of course, all kinds of wonderful Arabic food and the traditional corn dogs, things like that you can get at a carnival. And another tradition is the firefighter burn drive. The firefighters burn drive is a nonprofit, and they raise money by giving away corn for a donation. And that corn has all been donated by generous sponsors. So all of the proceeds will go to benefit families that have been affected by fire or other tragedy, and some of the nonprofits that they support in the area. So that's another tradition that I'm looking forward to, the corn. Because last year, first year after COVID, they didn't do it last year, and I'm so glad it's back. It is good, sweet corn, too, I'll tell you that. And, again, it is about returning and connecting and so on, but also there is that giving back mindset with, again, the nonprofits and so on. And there, again, just so many out today. Right behind us, along the Rouge River here, the Turbo Turtles are back, and that's the Kiwanis, who is another charitable organization that does a lot of good work. And so you can purchase a duck that will float in the river, and they pull it out, and you could win wonderful prizes. So the Kiwanis is back doing that, another tradition. Yeah. We're excited to see how this wonderful weekend continues to unfold. Leslie, thank you as always for your time, and we wish you a great, successful weekend and just tons of fun, too. We're so glad that you're here in WHFR and all your crew is here, and you're selling the CDs and stuff from the collection here so folks can come and get great music and make a donation that goes to support the good work that you're doing. Thank you so much, Susan. Thank you for the plug, Leslie. Enjoy. We'll talk to you again. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. This is the WHFR Journal. We are broadcasting live from Dearborn's Ford Field, just on the west side of the carnival rides. And, oh, I forgot to ask Leslie as she's stepping out, are you funnel cake or elephant ear? Do you have a preference? I've been staring at them here the whole time. So if you had to pick, what team are you on? Because they're kind of the same thing. They just look different. Yep. I think, what's the one with cinnamon? One of them has cinnamon. I'm not sure which one has cinnamon. The elephant ear, I think. That's where you're going. Yeah, but I've got my eye on an Italian sausage, and you can get that over in our Italian food area, or you can get it right across here in the carnival. So that's what I'm looking at. The slightly healthier stuff. I respect that. Serious taste. Thank you so much, Leslie. I appreciate that. And we are going to pivot a little bit and bring over Rochelle Taylor, who is going to be joining us for the final interview today of our live WHFR Journal show. We're going to ask maybe Bill or Mark or somebody to do a couple of pictures when our next guest comes in, Rochelle. Thank you, Leslie. This is how we have fun on the field in our live capacity. So happy to be here again at the WHFR Journal's live edition from Homecoming from Dearborn's Ford Field. Well, my goodness, a familiar face, another wonderful familiar face. And this is our own HSC Athletic Director, coordinator of so many wonderfully important opportunities for our young people. And I was going to say award-winning. That's like a Grammy or an Emmy. But we're talking champions. We're talking championship teams here at HSC Athletics. Rochelle Taylor, thank you for coming down today. You look great.
I love being here. Thanks so much.
Happy to have you here. We know that we could talk about the past with athletics for all day because there's so much to talk about. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. So let's just take a moment or two and do a little highlight reel, if you can, and then let's talk about what's coming next as we celebrate the fall start of athletics here at HFC. And by the way, disclaimer, we are going to have Rochelle back for a longer studio interview, of course. This is just a teaser, if you will. And we're going to look forward to bringing in some of your players and coaches, et cetera. But we just didn't want to wait any longer, Rochelle. So, hi.
Appreciate that. And when we talk about just a quick overview, I can just tick it all off because I'm so proud of what they did last year. We had 8 competitive sport teams. We had we were in 5 national championship tournament appearances. We had 14 all-academic, all-Americans, 14 academic all-Americans, 34 all-Americans that just made the MCCA team. We had 3 all-Americans in our program. We had coach of the year, player of the year. 25 of our student athletes received scholarship offers and will now be going on and playing at 4-year schools. So we were so pleased with what happened last year, and that just gears us up to be ready for this year coming up.
Absolutely. Boy, you've got some good bragging rights here. We all do. We're all riding the train, frankly, the athletics train with Henry Ford College, just so you know that. But it means that, you know, we're all Hawks and we all stick together. We all soar together as well. What are you most excited about as we're looking forward to the new season, new students, new athletes?
Right. A couple of things. We've been working all summer, and we have created a beautiful space for our student athletes that they've never had before. We've been renovating a space in our athletic memorial building, and we took an old locker room that really wasn't used much, and out of that, we've created a study room for our student athletes, a conference room for our students, a snack area, a varsity locker room that our basketball team is going to love. We updated the coaches' offices, and then just for all the students on campus, we updated the entire student-serving locker room, the restroom. It's a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for all our students to come and get state-of-the-art, so we're really, really happy about that. On the court, of course, we're looking to see how our men's basketball team can follow up from last year's wonderful undefeated season in the conference, and championship run. They finished sixth in the nation. Our coach has already told me, Ms. Taylor, we're better this year than last year. I got to see it to believe it. But we do have the Mr. Basketball from the state of Michigan coming here, Chauncey Willis, and he's already generated a lot of excitement. A lot of four-year schools are already contacting us. They want to be in our gym. They want to see him. So I think it's going to be exciting for everybody to come. And our women's team, actually, we have a solid coaching staff for a change. We usually have had to do a lot of changeover. We didn't do that this year. They played in the summer league this year and went 6-0. So that just makes me very, very excited. So I'm really, really happy for that. But all of our teams as well. New softball coach, Coach Brown retired. He took us to a regional last year. Coach Littleton was an assistant with him a few years ago, so we know we won't really miss a beat or a heartbeat. So we're looking forward to having that softball, even under new leadership, continue to lead us forward. Baseball, they're excited. We just missed being able to go to College World Series in our regional run. So they've got a little chip on their shoulder ready to show that they can go as well. Always, wrestling is always strong. Volleyball, we've got Coach Chambers back. You spoke with her last year. We have paused our golf program for 1 year, and they'll be back fuller and stronger. So we're going to focus on those six sports this year, and just as I said, we're just super excited.
The way you're able to share all of this information in such a personal way, that to me is what makes this so special. That's what makes it so unique. Yes, we are a smaller college. We are a community college. But with that comes this sort of like everybody's got each other's back. You know, everybody is rooting for each other, different teams, men, women, you know, everything. And that's got to contribute to the success.
It does, and it's not just here. It's the radio station supports us. The president's office supports us. We get the support from facilities when we need things done quickly. Everyone on campus really has picked up Hawk spirit, Hawk pride, which is how it should be. So happy to see all of the support we get. We have, we'll be back in the gym this year. We'll still live stream games for those who can't make it, but we've had great crowds since we opened up after COVID. So, it's just exciting. We're all one team, one goal. And that's to showcase our student athletes. And as I said, our coaches do a tremendous job, but so does all the support we get on campus. And we want to thank you as well for always highlighting our programs, our coaches, and letting the community know what's going on.
Indeed, it is our pleasure here at WHFR. And another personal pleasure that I have, just speaking for one of the other hats I get to wear at Henry Ford College, is that of an instructor. And it is always just such a joy when I see those student athletes come up on that first day and say, you're going to need to sign this once in a while. Would that be okay? Because I'm a student athlete. Because what we do is we celebrate that and we give them a chance to talk about what they're doing, and then the other students could kind of get on board, and we all support each other. And you also mentioned, was that 25 scholarships this time?
That's an athlete. And they're going all over the country, North Carolina, Texas, Maryland, someone going to Florida this year, Indiana, of course, throughout Michigan. So it's a great testament to our program that the value that competing with us for a couple of years really prepares them to move on and continue their academic career, but also the sport they love, being able to play for a couple of more years. I'm sure mom and dad love that they get those scholarships and they don't have to pay for that bachelor's degree.
No doubt about it. Is there anything, Rochelle, that you're still looking to check off the box, to, you know, a bigger picture goal, you know, just a little, give us a little bit of what's in the back of your mind that kind of stays there that maybe you haven't shared with us before?
We got to get a national championship. We need to bring a national. Now, of course, our roller hockey team two years ago did win the national championship with the National Collegiate Roller Hockey Association. But in that NJCAA, this varsity world of college athletics, you know, we've got some teams in our sights is that we have to, we're going to bring home a national championship to the community of Dearborn, to the campus of Henry Ford College, and I just look forward for that day to come. We're getting there. We're going to do that. I need to check that box off.
We know you will. If anybody's going to do it, it's going to happen here under your guidance and leadership. and really motivation. And that's what I see you as. Aside from all of the work part that you do, I have never seen a more active, involved, passionate person leading an athletics department as you, Rochelle. And that is a testament to all of the successes that are coming through your hard work. It starts there and it just trickles all the way through, and the students feel it and the coaches feel it. I've talked to so many of them. So that's my little brag on you, because you don't do it on yourself enough, because you're just wonderful like that. When we think about listeners that are saying, well, I have a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old that is pretty darn good on the court or, on the field or whatever, maybe we'll consider Henry Ford College and maybe we'll connect and see what we can do with athletics. What do you recommend? What's the first thing to do?
I want them to, first of all, the students 15, 16, but start supporting us now. Come on out to the games, and so you get a feel of what the talent level is, what the commitment is from a student-athlete, just actually seeing the sport at that, being played. You can follow us through our website. And then right on our website for prospective student athletes, there's a questionnaire or a form that you can fill out, and it goes straight to the coach. And so the coach can start putting that student on their radar now. They love to start looking at sophomores and juniors, and already so that by the time that student is a senior, they already are familiar with them and be able to get them integrated into Henry Ford if that's going to be the case. So I would send them straight to that website, fill out that prospective form, and so our coaches can hopefully get out and see them play at a game or send an assistant out or get some information about them. That'd be the best way.
And what site should they pop on their computer?
It's HenryFordHawks.com is actually our athletic site. Or if you were on the college's website, just put athletics in the bar, and you'll see want to become a Hawk, and you click right there, and you'll get that questionnaire.
Right. Well, that sounds easy enough. You make everything sound easy, Rochelle, and I know that it is not without the blood, sweat, and tears of all of your people, from the athletes to the coaches to the support staff, et cetera. But we are riding the Hawk train, and we are loving it. I got to think of something better than the Hawk train. That doesn't make sense, but I'll work on it. But we do look forward to some more in-depth discussions with some of the leaders of these different teams and students as well, to showcase some of the specifics, because we really want this momentum to continue to evolve and as we get into fall, just to pick up. And we want that create that Hawk frenzy so that we can all support each other. So thank you for supporting us here at Homecoming today.
I loved it. It's been a great day out here. I think I'm going to go and have to get some, fried Oreos or some elephant ears or something.
Okay. You're speaking my language. Finally, somebody that respects the good stuff. I love that. Rochelle Taylor, continued success. All the best. And let's check that national champion box together this season, okay?
Thank you.
Got four on the way here at WHFR as we are making waves. It is just about 2:00. Thank you to Rochelle Taylor, HFC Athletics, Athletic Director here at Henry Ford College. Also, a special thank you to Council Member Leslie Herrick for her perspective on Homecoming 2023, and to our new volunteer and new class associate here at Henry Ford College, and that is Pete Vitas. We want to do a very special one more time shout out to our volunteers. That includes Bill and Mark and Murray and Pete and Jumper, who was here earlier, Joe in the studio, and anybody else that is helping to contribute to the success of what we're expecting to have as a wonderful weekend here at Dearborn Homecoming. So this journal segment wrapping up. We will be back again next week, same time, not same place. We'll be in studio, and we'll be talking with Steve Glazer with an update on the Assistant Art Gallery on the campus of Henry Ford College, and then we're going to talk all things theater with our wonderful theater director, John Michael Sassel. That's next Friday, 1 to 2 on the WHFR Journal. But in the meantime, we will send it back. I think we're going to jump onto Highway 61 with Kitty Love. We'll be checking back in half an hour or so. But please do come down on this gorgeous Friday afternoon. We are at Dearborn's Ford Field, just west of Brady, just north of Monroe Street, and that means north of Michigan Avenue as well. If you're coming down the Cherry Hill route, feel free to park up there and walk down the hill. And remember, if you're interested in on-site parking, it is $10 here in the big field beyond the festival or the carnival side, but there are shuttles available running continuously from noon until 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, one at Dearborn High School and the other one at Dearborn Fresh. Mark